Welcome to Federal Insights for July, Network Transformation and Modernization, sponsored by Hughes Networks.
The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency has two challenges. It must provide the latest security tools to agencies across the government, and it's got to look after its own cybersecurity and network security. For how it's dealing with these issues, I spoke with CISA's Acting Associate Director, Mike Duffy.
First and foremost, I think when we're looking at CISA, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, and our role within the interagency is really to be that risk advisor supporting agency efforts through their own risk management programs, providing services and capabilities through things like the Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation Program, shared services through our Quality Services Management Office, and a number of other technical assistance, operational support, and capabilities that we offer individual agencies.
And so you must have a good view of agencies, their capabilities, even their network topologies and technologies. And it's really a mixed Serengeti plane out there, isn't it?
It is, and we do to some extent. I think that that's a really important point to start the conversation is for years, CISA has been doing its best with the visibility we currently have. But has made the case, and I think successfully that we've seen over the course of the past year, is the need for greater federal enterprise level and operational visibility across agency networks is really critical for us to take the steps forward that we know will be necessary. We've seen a tremendous amount, Tom, I know you've been tracking this, of an increase in critical vulnerabilities across federal networks and national stakeholder networks. We've seen nation state actors go after our highest value assets. We've seen cloud service providers and agencies both work to expand their user base and protect their assets. And for CISA to be really in a position of able to affect the change that's needed for network modernization, for network security, greater insight into what's happening on the network is truly critical. And we've begun several efforts starting years ago, and I know you've been tracking this through the Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation Program, getting a better sense of the state of the federal interagency, what's happening on agencies' networks, what the current state of cybersecurity is. And we've made tremendous advances. I think at this point, and really as an aftermath of what was a tremendously busy 2020 into 2021, is to find ways that we're advancing those efforts to gain even greater insights into what's happening so that we can shape and inform and craft a game plan for the federal interagency moving forward. That's the challenge that we're in right now. That's where things like the administration's cyber EO, the executive order, come into play, providing CISA both the authority to take certain actions and gain certain visibility, but as a service provider, providing that level of capability to agencies so that we as one cohesive unit can tackle these really challenging cyber issues together.
And of course, you witnessed across the government in the pandemic how the number of remote workers increased in an exponential fashion, which changed a lot of the network architectures to be able to accommodate that and so on. And I imagine that has been probably a topic CISA has been looking at pretty carefully to see how agencies maintain the service they needed to deliver to their users, but at the same time not having a whole host of new cyber vulnerabilities that really could have, as we've seen, could be damaging.
That's right. I think that as we look back on the recent period, there's no way to view it without seeing the tremendous increase in remote workers, this new operating environment that was suddenly thrust upon all of us across all national stakeholders, federal government included. And I think to start off, Tom, I think it's really an impressive story about how the interagency was able to adapt to that potentially truly disruptive shift into full-time telework, this remote work environment suddenly and without much warning. Agencies have been planning for network modernization and secure cloud migration efforts for a number of years. And I think that got us ahead of the curve to some degree, but no one anticipated everything happening at once. And with the global pandemic, agency teams immediately needed to find ways to flex and to adapt and make sure that every aspect of their mission systems and their business operations and their cybersecurity practices were in line with the environment as it evolved. And I think kind of giving credit for the government to not experience any significant interruption in mission and to the services of, you know, U.S. citizens is really an impressive feat. Of course, some of these solutions that were put together last year, some more sustainable than others, others more patchwork in nature as we kind of resolve some initial challenges. But I think that's the important stance, the important place that we are at right now. So CISA playing an operational cybersecurity lead role, agencies playing the role of their own mission owners and mission system oversight. But it puts us in this place where we're able to take into account what we've just experienced and think through what it means for us to sustain some positive growth, the right level of network modernization, and the way that we can really secure our networks into the future, knowing that, I think, as you mentioned, this environment isn't going to change, and we need to shift from being responsive to it to being able to stabilize the way ahead and solving for whatever we see on the horizon as it comes to those big long-term challenges when it comes to how to protect data.
And you mentioned that word sustainability in the new architectures, the new topologies for supporting large numbers of remote workers. And the indications are that it's not going to return to the normal that it was, with most people generally being in the office all the time. I just talked to an agency the other day where they have shifted from where they were before to allowing people that are able to telework and remote work to be able to do so, not quite at will, but to a much greater extent than they could. And so what's your best advice now for agencies to get to that sustainable way, as opposed to the ad hoc way with lots of VPNs and so forth, to be to support people with good quality of service and also good cybersecurity? What's CISA saying and seeing here?
It's a great question. I think we look at it in three ways. The first is on the agency user, second on operations. You mentioned the ad hoc approach of, we got through it, we got it done, now what's next? And the third important piece of this is that network management, that network modernization shift that we're experiencing right now. So first and foremost, the agency users, I think we recognize very early on that the organizational strategy that each agency has put together and must continue to refine, we have to sustain this for remote work because it will continue. So this is cultural change as much as anything else. And it's a perfect opportunity for us to look at all of these new users, these remote or, you know, heavily telework users, and how we can apply cybersecurity training, both role-based or general awareness, reflecting this new way of working. Within a few weeks of the pandemic start, CISA established a CISA Center of Excellence in Telework, which contains right now dozens of really useful products and guides for federal and non-federal organizations, as well as IT managers and general users. So our goal with that was to say, we will be responsive to the feedback that we are getting from agency users saying, hey, we need better insight into what it means to secure our home networks, our Wi-Fi routers, you know, our family devices that we're leveraging for telework, as well as official business practices, like concerns that a lot of agencies had with collaboration platforms, video teleconferencing, just to name a few. And Tom, probably the top request that we received that we turned around quickly into some meaningful guidance was how an agency user at home could securely print documents. And I think that was an interesting and telling point where agencies, whether cybersecurity professionals or not, were seeing themselves as part of this new dialogue of, we are virtual employees, remote workers, we're experiencing, hearing on the news, these cybersecurity threats. We know we're part of it. This is part of that cultural change that I just mentioned. They want to be involved in the path forward and want to hear from CISA and others what it means for them to do this new type of work in this new environment. I think that's a great place for us to be in.
Mike Duffy, Acting Associate Director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. We'll return with more of the interview after this short break. I'm Tom Temin.
Citizen-focused government means digital service delivery to constituents. The EIS contract replaces legacy networks with reliable, scalable, and secure broadband connections. And managed SD-WAN from Hughes allows agencies to utilize cloud-based applications with in-depth cybersecurity protections. Time is critical. Do not accept like for like. Ask your prime contractors about the Hughes managed SD-WAN solution or visit government.hughes.com.
Welcome back to our interview with Mike Duffy, Acting Associate Director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. We've been discussing network modernization and cybersecurity. And let me ask you a specific question. There is a contract called EIS, the Enterprise Infrastructure Services Contract from GSA, that agencies are obligated to start replacing and updating their networks too. And I think part of the issue is that many of the agencies have been simply buying the same old services, only using EIS to buy them from, as opposed to really modernizing. Is that something you're looking at? And what's the advice there going out?
It's a great question. EIS is something that's run more by GSA. I will say that CISA, in its part, has been looking at these technical enterprise-wide strategies for modernization, mainly through the lens of the Trusted Internet Connections, the TIC program being closely coupled with what GSA and the EIS contracts are intending to do for network modernization. So TIC, of course, early on with the remote work environment, has found the need to fill some gaps when it comes to the way that individual agencies are leveraging existing technology and existing network infrastructure to expand their telework user base, to modernize aspects of the infrastructure without going all out on modernization. And within a few weeks of the maximum telework start, CISA produced the TIC 3.0 interim telework guidance that outlined the way that agencies could enable their users to securely connect while leveraging existing infrastructure to private agency networks and cloud environments. And I think that's an important point, a transition point between what you mentioned, which is the long-term solution of EIS and the way that agencies are transitioning legacy networks and data centers and the way that things used to be, to what we need to do now through trusted internet connections and security configurations. Couple those with that modernization so that we're saying that it isn't enough just to quickly shift to modern cloud environments. We have to be deliberate and cognizant of the security impacts and implication this has on our end users and the services that we're providing to citizens. I think those are two pieces that the CISA security aspect of things has worked well with our partners at GSA as agencies are working to modernize these systems.
And to just zero in for a second on the EIS offerings, people want to replace whatever technology they have for the networks now. Is it fair to say that some of the new technologies offered under EIS, as opposed to the MPLS or whatever it is you might have been using in your legacy networks, do in fact enhance the ability to keep them secure?
That is the case. And as I mentioned, CISA has been with GSA at every step of the way. And many of our use cases, our reference architectures, are designed to be fully integrated and incorporated into what GSA has been working with the vendor community on to make sure that we have fully communicated and established expectations for what CISA, as the operational cybersecurity lead for the federal government, expects from certain modern capabilities and services, certain requirements of cybersecurity. And we can couple those together in a way that allows for both ease of use and ease of transition in a way that hasn't been available in the past. So that's really where this clearly defined reference architecture of what security looks like and how network visibility and processing can work hand in hand with some of the more modern capabilities that are available on the market. This is where CISA and GSA really have found an important partnership in how we advance the next steps when it comes to cloud, secure cloud adoption or network modernization. These things always have a contracting, procurement, vendor, security component that we've seen the need to strategically align. And the Trusted Internet Connections program, our continuous diagnostics and mitigation program, and really the shared services that CISA is now offering to federal agencies are really working in tandem with that in mind, so that we're addressing some of the concerns that you mentioned versus having agencies backtrack to include some of the security requirements after the fact.
Mike Duffy, Acting Associate Director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. We'll be back with the third and final segment of the interview after the short break. I'm Tom Temin.
Citizen-focused government means digital service delivery to constituents. The EIS contract replaces legacy networks with reliable, scalable, and secure broadband connections. And managed SD-WAN from Hughes allows agencies to utilize cloud-based applications with in-depth cybersecurity protections. Time is critical. Do not accept like for like. Ask your prime contractors about the Hughes managed SD-WAN solution or visit government.hughes.com.
Welcome back to the third and final segment of our interview with Mike Duffy, Acting Associate Director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. Our topic is network modernization and cybersecurity. And you mentioned something, too, that's key here, and that is the hybrid environments that agencies are pursuing as they sign up commercial clouds, but also do their data center modernizations. In some ways, network modernization and data center modernization sort of go hand in hand. I think you need new gear in your data center to handle the new networking technology. So maybe talk about the interplay of clouds, data centers, and users, which makes the view of the network much more complex than it did in the pre-cloud era.
It did, and it's an excellent point. I'd start by saying that when it comes to the government's and really OMB's push for data center modernization, optimization, is simplicity is often the best approach we can take for effective cybersecurity. And I think the intent with that consolidation and encouraged move to, I think cloud smart was the term used previously, has been really important. So as devices are moving away from fixed desktop stacks and traditional data centers that are either shutting down or being consolidated or moving to cloud infrastructure as a service, this is really a important point in the evolution or the transformation of government cybersecurity. As OMB's policy drove those significant and important changes, it's really becoming where agencies can find value in leveraging cloud providers and the offerings that they have for infrastructure as a service, platform as a service solutions that are typically more dynamic and real time, providing the visibility that agencies need for both security and just enterprise management, the things that they need from data centers to know whether their data is being protected appropriately. So I think there is a lot of touch points between what you mentioned with the data center optimization efforts, the move to secure cloud environments, and ensuring that cloud-based infrastructure is providing agencies what they need for cybersecurity purposes, but also just mission-related visibility purposes that help an agency advance their mission and next steps.
And you mentioned the executive order on cybersecurity, and I think it was running something like 8,000 words. And there's a lot of deadlines and a lot of minutiae in there. But if you looked at it in its whole, what fundamentally does it shift in terms of what agencies' obligations are, do you think?
Well, it's a great question. And I think that this is top of everyone's mind across the federal interagency right now. And it's important to remember where this executive order comes from and what's driving it. This executive order really comes out of what we discussed earlier, which was a tremendously busy year with vulnerability management and shift to cloud environments and increases in remote workforce. And it really provides a thoughtful blueprint and roadmap for federal agencies to use it as a stepping stone for that longer-term sustained modernization, and really has become the enterprise transformation plan for us. I think it's important for us to to look at the EO as sprints to develop strategies, these long-term architectures and roadmaps that will commence a multi-year journey as opposed to just a task list. I think that those who are seeing a series of tasks are kind of missing that big picture. It's more than a to-do list. It's really setting the stage for the government in the future. And I think when you look at it that way, through the lens of modernization and security enhancements, it's saying that the current model has to change. And you can find, really from anywhere you sit within an agency or in your organization, you can find what you need to grab onto within that executive order and see that we can't keep working through these patch management, scrambling to address a fire or rebuilding Active Directory, or it's all just too much to be sustainable. And this EO sets really important groundwork for us to be thinking through concepts like cloud adoption and cloud security and services governance, visibility into networks that maybe don't currently exist on-premise in an agency, and agencies and CISA may have been blind to in the past. How do we open up that operational visibility? Same goes for modernization through things like zero trust principles. I think a lot of people will look at the executive order and take the zero trust concepts out of it. That's a very important aspect of what I think this advances for the federal government. We in CISA are seeing it through the EO providing an enhanced federal government operational visibility opportunity so that both agencies and CISA can really gain that collective ability to rapidly detect cybersecurity vulnerabilities, to respond to incidents more in a more coordinated way. Things that we've learned from the past year that really have to be done, that visibility angle. Same goes for improving the coordination, standardizing the way that we do incident response. And finally, and this is where I think the network modernization comes in, we see it as a way to raise the bar, not just for federal, but taking that leadership role as a federal government to showcase all that is necessary to get us to the next phase, the next level of national cybersecurity when it comes to enhancing our software supply chain, whether it's how we approach these potentially challenging concepts like network modernization and cloud security, and build a basis of knowledge and a experience and an example that we can share with a broader community as they are on a very similar journey after a very similar set of challenges across the country.
Mike Duffy, Acting Associate Director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. To hear this interview again or share it with colleagues, please visit federalnewsnetwork.com and search Insights. I'm Tom Temin.
Thank you for listening to Federal Insights for July, sponsored by Hughes Networks on Federal News Network.
Citizen-focused government means digital service delivery to constituents. The EIS contract replaces legacy networks with reliable, scalable, and secure broadband connections. And managed SD-WAN from Hughes allows agencies to utilize cloud-based applications with in-depth cybersecurity protections. Time is critical. Do not accept like for like. Ask your prime contractors about the Hughes managed SD-WAN solution or visit government.hughes.com.
When we need help, we turn to government. When government needs help, they turn to Federal News Network. Federal News Network, helping feds meet their mission.